الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. My most respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our cherisher. And most definitely we all belong to Allah, and our return is to Allah and Allah alone. And peace and salutations be upon our noble master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan in the best of forms. Allah Ta'ala himself says in Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We have created insan in the best of molds and in the best of forms. Allah Ta'ala has created us such that we have an outer body, and with that Allah Ta'ala has given us an inner body. This outer body has been created from sand, and this outer body will return to sand, and this outer body will be nourished by sand, and this outer body is for a temporary while. It's from sand, it will return to sand, and it will be nourished by sand. Whatever we eat is from sand. Whatever we wear is from sand. The roofs over our heads is from sand. That is all for the benefit of this outer body. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human being such that this human being has not been forever, but this human being will remain forever and ever and ever. It is only the quality of Allah that Allah has been forever, and Allah will remain forever and ever and ever. But this human being has not been forever. Allah Ta'ala's quality is Allah Ta'ala is azali. Allah Ta'ala has been forever and will remain forever. This human being is not azali, but he's abadi. He hasn't been forever, but he will remain forever and ever and ever. There will be no end to this human being. Respected brothers and elders, what will remain forever? It is the ruh of insan. So one is this outer body has been created from sand, and the other is this ruh, this soul that Allah Ta'ala has put within ourselves. This soul has been created by Allah. This soul has come from Allah. And where will the soul return to? It will return to Allah. The Jews came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a question. They asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to the ruh, with regards to the soul. Allah Ta'ala revealed verses in Quran Kareem, in Surah Al-Kahf, when Allah Ta'ala soul and said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they ask you with regards to the ruh, yas'alunaka anir ruh, qul ar-ruhu min amri rabbi, tell them that this ruh has been created by the amr and the command of Allah. So this ruh has come from Allah. This ruh will return to Allah. And this ruh will be nourished by everything that came from Allah. So there's a need to nourish our ruh. Deen has come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and deen is a means of nourishing our ruh. Deen and the effort of deen, deen and the amal of deen, this is a means of nourishing our ruh. You see, the greatest need of this ruh is what? The greatest need of this ruh is hidayat. In every rakat of every salah, we make dua for hidayat. We say, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, you give us hidayat. We're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because this is a collective ummah, we are not an individual ummah. That is why we make dua collectively. Oh Allah, give all of us hidayat. We are asking Allah for hidayat. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, what is hidayat? He used to say that, he explained it very beautifully. He said, to see the things of this world. In actual fact, he said, this world in comparison to the akhirat is like a drop in comparison to the ocean. This world is like a drop, and the akhirat is the ocean. To see this worldly life, to see the things of this worldly life, there are two lights that are necessary. One is the light of the eye, and the other is light of the sun. Through the light of the eye and the light of the sun, a person is able to see, so to say, this drop. But now, the akhirat is like the ocean. To see the ocean, meaning to see the akhirat, there's a brighter light that is required. And what is that light? That is the light of hidayat. Through the light of hidayat, a person will be able to see akhirat. A person will be able to see jannat. A person will be able to see jahannam. And speak to the brothers and sisters, this is the object of this effort of Dawat and Tabligh. How can we open up the eyes of our hearts? How we can start seeing things, not only with the physical eye, but more with the eyes of the heart. Jannat is something that cannot be seen by the physical eye. Jahannam cannot be seen by the physical eye. The greatness of Allah, grandeur of Allah, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be seen with the physical eye. All this has to be seen with the eyes of the heart. All this has to be seen with the nur of hidayat. So that is the object of this effort of dawat. Jamaats that are moving out in the path of Allah, ishtimaas that are taking place, masjidwar effort. This is the objective. How we ourselves can come upon hidayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use us as the means of hidayat for the entire mankind. This is the objective. This is the fikr. This is the worry. This is the concern. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum were such that effort was made on their hearts. The eyes of their hearts were opened up. Basically, Jannah, Jahannam, Akhirat was all the time in front of them. Hazrat Haris ibn Malik radhiyallahu anhu, once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam meets him one morning, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Kayfa asbahta ya Haris ibn Malik?" "Oh Haris ibn Malik, how have you got up this morning?" So he replies, "Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa." "Oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I've got up this morning as a true believer." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, "Every statement has a proof. What is the proof to the statement of yours that you have got up this morning as a true believer?" He says, "Azaftu nafsi anid dunya." Firstly, my heart is disinclined from dunya. Wa ka'anni anzuru ila arshi rabbi. He says, "Azma'tu layli wa ashartu laha nahari." That last night I've spent it in the worship of Allah, and today I'm fasting. And thereafter he says, "Wakaani anzuru ila arshi rabbi." It is as if I'm seeing the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm seeing the people of Jannat, yatazawarun. They're meeting each other in Jannat. They're enjoying the benefits and the bounties of Jannat. "Wakaani anzuru ila ahli nar." And it's as if I'm seeing the scene of the people of Jahannam yelling and screaming in Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Anta imru'un nawwara Allahu qalbak." You are an individual who Allah has enlightened your heart with the nur of hidayat. Arafta falzam. So respected brothers and elders, in every rakat of every salah, we are making the dua of hidayat. Actually, hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Allah gives hidayat to whoever He wishes. Yudillu may yasha, wa yahdi may yasha. Allah gives hidayat to whoever He wishes. And Allah deviates whoever He wishes. But the tartib and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has showed us the amal of hidayat. Those people who will do the amal of hidayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with this nur of hidayat. Allah will enlighten their hearts. The greatness of Allah will enter into the deepest recesses of their hearts. Jannat will become a reality. Jahannam will become a reality. Akhirat will become a reality. All the different stages of Akhirat will be in front of them at every given moment. And this is the objective. This is basically the objective of our lives. For us to come upon Hidayat and to make an effort so that the whole of mankind can come upon Hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the Amal of Hidayat. What are the Amal of Hidayat? Well, they say, if you look at the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are four Amal of Hidayat. One is the Amal of Dawat. Many people got hidayat to the dawat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people accepted Islam. The second amal of hidayat is the amal of ta'lim and ta'allum, learning and teaching. We know the famous incident of Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu got hidayat through the amal of ta'lim. Then is the amal of ibadat and zikr and ibadat. There is certain individuals who in the ummah who got hidayat through ibadat and zikr. Hinda, she was the one that was behind the assassination of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. They say on the occasion of Fatah Makkah, she got up that night. She wanted to see in the morning at the time of tahajjud, What would be the action that Sahaba Anu would be doing at that moment. So she peeps into the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. And what she sees some in sajda. Some sahaba are in sajda. Some of them making dua. Some of them crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scene of the ibadat of sahaba radhiyallahu anhum was a means of a hidayat. So, dawat is also a means of hidayat. Ta'lim is also a means of hidayat. Zikr and ibadat is also a means of hidayat. And khidmat also is a great means of hidayat. Many, many people to the akhlaq, to the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the khidmat and the sifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got hidayat. So respecting brothers and elders, this ijtima that is to take place, this is basically the objective. How the amal of hidayat can be established. How firstly people can be gathered. And a little example of the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be portrayed to them on the ijtimaga. That is the objective. We see Hazrat Sumama radiallahu anhu, he was an individual from Yamama. He was an arch enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially. Arch enemy. He killed many sahaba radiallahu anhum. So anyway, once he was captured, he was brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that he be tied to one of the pillars of the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was tied to one of the pillars. The first day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Oh Sumama, what do you feel? How should I deal with you?" So he mentions, "In taqtul taqtul zadamin, wa in tun'im tun'im ala shakirin." Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the full right to kill me because I killed many sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. But if you pardon me, I will definitely be grateful. I will definitely be grateful to you. Second day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and this was the same response that Sumama radhiyallahu anhu gave. The third day, when he came, this was the same response. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam released him, and he left the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he left the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first place he went to was a nearby garden. He took ghusl, and he wore new clothes, clean clothes, and he came back into the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the words, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah," on his lips. He had accepted Islam. And thereafter he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before this day, the person that was most hated in my sight was you. And after this day, the person that is most beloved to me is most definitely you." Basically in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he see? He saw these very amal of hidayat that affected his heart. He saw the amal of dawat, the amal of ta'lim and ta'allum. These halaqat used to take place in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The halaqah of ta'lim, zikr and ibadat used to take place. Jamaats used to go out in the path of Allah. Karuzari used to be taken from people that went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawat was given. And the amal of khidmat was present, ever present in the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was these amal that affected the heart of Hazrat Sumama radhiyallahu anhum. And respected brothers and elders, this is the object of ijtima. How once again in the ummah, these very amal can be revived. These amal have to be revived in every home. These amal have to be revived in every masjid. These amal have to be revived in our own lives. And these amal have to be revived in every locality. And collectively as the ummah, we have to do these amal. Because these are the amal of hidayat. Through these amal, the eyes of our hearts will open up. And we'll begin to see things of the unseen. Respected brother, this is the greatest need of the time. This is the greatest need of the time. That we all come upon hidayat and we make the effort of hidayat. So ijtima, respected brothers and elders, is for this. Ijtima is a means of reviving these amal. Our elders say that basically this ijtima is in preparation for the big ijtima that is to take place. The big ijtima will be the ijtima on the day of Qiyamah, where all mankind will be gathered. And they say from that ijtima, there will be two jamaats that will be going out. Two jamaats. One jamaat to Jannat and the other jamaat to Jahannam. And very fortunate are those individuals who made the effort of deen. They will be made to sit on pulpits of noor in that ijtima, in the ijtima of the akhirat. This ijtima of the world, this is the objective. Once again, how we can make the effort of hidayat. To the effort of hidayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely, most definitely give people hidayat. Hazrat Mullah Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib used to say that That person who goes out in the path of Allah, he makes effort for hidayat. Most definitely, inshallah, Allah will give him hidayat. Because this is the promise of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا Those people who sacrifice, who make effort for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will definitely give them hidayat. But you say, with regards to the hidayat of mankind, what is required? Sacrifice is required. When the sacrifice of the ummah and the sacrifice for those people making effort for the deen of Allah will reach a certain level, then Allah will make a decision of hidayat. This is the practice of Allah. This is the sunnah of Allah. In Makkah Mukarramah, Sahaba Anum came upon a very high level of sacrifice. Upon that level of their sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used even the idols as a means of hidayat for individuals. Voices would come out from the idols that go and meet up with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring iman. Animals would give dawat to individuals in the hayat of sahaba. So many stories are mentioned. Because sacrifice has reached a certain level. So that is what our elders are saying. This istima is an excuse to increase our sacrifice. To meet one individual to be met, for more and more jamaats to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istima is an excuse. This is a mere excuse. So now we can increase our fikr. We can look at everyone with the eye of hidayat. And this is the actual objective of the istima. Effort has to be made before the istima. As our elders say, the effort that is made before the istima, this is the jan of the istima. So that now, when effort is made, and qurbani reaches a certain level before the istima, then people just coming to the istima, they'll just feel like coming out in the path of Allah. They will be affected by that electrified environment in the istima. They will want to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will want to change their lives. We hear karguzaris in the past. Many people just came to the ijtima. It was just one statement of one elder that he heard. That he changed his life totally. He went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, it was not just the bayan, but with the bayan was all the sacrifice, the dua, that crying, that effort that was made for the ijtima, upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that ijtima as a means of hidayat for so many individuals. So that is basically what is wanted from us. To increase our sacrifice, to increase our qurbani, our worry and concern for the ummah is to always be there. That how mankind can be saved from the fire of Jahannam, be entered into Jannah. This is basically the main unwan of the ijtima. This is the main purpose of the ijtima. To which jamaats go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen comes alive. Deen has to come alive. That is the actual objective. Deen has to come alive in our lives. Deen has to come alive in the lives of each and every individual. Every individual has to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Be entered into Jannah. So it's for this, inshallah, our ijtima is taking place. So inshallah, our brothers will put forward, inshallah, the rest of the fikr with regards to the ijtima. But with regards to ourselves, let's all make this intention, inshallah. From now to the ijtima, all our sacrifice, all our time, inshallah, all our time will be given, inshallah, for the success of the ijtima. Every person to be met in our locality, and the other taqaz will be put forward. But let's take this fikr to heart. Asal is a fikr, is a worry concern. You see, if there's no fikr in the heart, this is our death. The death of the dai is befikri, where a person is content. Contentment in deen is the death of the dai. He is content with regards to the level of his deen, level of the deen of the people of his own locality. Actual fact, we have to have that worry, concern with regards to every individual. So the istima is the own one. May Allah give me and all of us, all ready for this, inshallah. Allah give all of us tawfiq, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد My beloved brothers, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala through His mercy, Allah ta'ala through His kindness, Allah ta'ala through His generosity has blessed us with iman. And Allah ta'ala through His mercy has made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Mufti Sahib explained, our gathering here tonight is not for a bayan only, but we've gathered for a very, very important fikr. In Arabic, there's a beautiful saying, "An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat," that a favor is such, any favor and bounty is such, that when that favor is taken away, then only do we recognize, then only do we realize that favor. The last few years, due to whatever conditions, Allah Ta'ala knows best in His knowledge, we were unable to have ijtima. But Allah Ta'ala through His mercy, Allah Ta'ala through His infinite generosity, Allah Ta'ala through His kindness, Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity once again that we will be having an opportunity to host the ijtima. And not only that, we are very, very fortunate in our country. Our elders are here, they can probably correct me if I'm wrong, but we heard in the South African Mashallah also, that probably the first time ever our elders are making such a safar in our country, that Cape Town, Joburg, Natal, in a short space of time, this type of a safar. All of us, alhamdulillah, all workers, we all have spent some time just to understand the age, the health of our elders, etc. This is such a great qurbani, that alone in itself, really, we can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. And we know that Allah ta'ala has taken such work from these giants, that they have the whole world, not only us, the whole world is drinking from their fountains. And yet Allah ta'ala is giving us the opportunity that they will be coming to our country. And how we can go all out, inshallah. So I was asking the brothers, this is the Sherwood Halka, etc. I don't know, maybe my figures are wrong, but they say plus minus at least minimum 5,000, 6,000, maybe 10,000 Baligh males in this area. If we sit from the beginning, brothers, with a fikr, that we're sitting here, how collectively we can put our hearts, minds, souls together before we even mention the takazas, that every single Baligh male be met and be given the dawat of Allah, the dawat of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shortness of this life, the vastness of akhirat, and with that we invite him to the ijtima. Can we all make this niyat, inshallah? So we're not just sitting for a bayan and a talk shop, but we have a fikr. When we leave here, inshallah, all the different masajid, all the different areas, we must have a goal in mind, inshallah. Every one of us, brothers, we all got some beautiful, fond memory of ijtima. Whatever it may be. And ijtima is such a thing, Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah Ta'ala inspired the hearts of our elders to make this type of an intizam for the hidayat of people. That every person, some way or the other, sometimes it may have been, and we hear so many times, one person came and he was knocking the shoe racks. One person came and he was doing the plumbing. One person came and he was just on istiqbal. But every person got some contribution he made, and that was a means and a memory. Some of us on the lighter side, we even got the memory of the cricket matches we used to play in the back of the tent. But whatever it is, people came to the ijtima, and that ijtima was a means of people's connection to deen. One karguzari of my own self, I'm still small, and even when we were smaller, I remember I was 10 years or 11 years of age, and I wanted to go for the ijtima. Those used to write on the board, ijtima. So the brother said, no, you have to be 15 years of age, whatever it was. But I remember Haji A.K. Marchi, Damu Barakat, Allah Pak, give him long life. He told my mother, he said, no problem, don't worry, everyone will take him. And that was our first experience. Young boy, we went with the bus, and we remember reading namaz in Jamaat, and all those memories still are with us. How we slept in a tent, and how we sat in the talim, and how we all ate together. For some of us, that was the first time we ate on the floor. For some of us, it was the first time we shared a meal with somebody. For some of us, it was the first time that we saw things like that. But every person, as I say, got his own little experience where he came, and he got some connection with one amal of deen also. He got some connection with one of the amals of hidayat. And what is this ijtima, as Mufti Sahib explained to us so beautifully, that it is to try in our own little small broken way to bring alive the amals of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those 3-4 days, for those few days, etc. So my beloved brothers, let us make a firm niyat, firm intention, inshallah, that every Baligh male, we will try and meet him. And this can only happen, inshallah, from the start. And the elders have given us some of the takazas that we have to put forward. But the starting point, for myself first and for all of us, if you make niyat to increase our daily time, all these takazas can only come into kabu, can only come into existence, if we make an effort to give extra time to the masjid. Our whole effort, our whole deen, the focal point is the masjid. Everything starts and ends in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How the amals of masjid can come alive in our life, the amals of masjid can come alive in our homes, the amals of masjid can come alive in the whole community. So that is our fikr, inshallah. So for this, the Allah Sara's first thing, when the ijtima date is set, already the ijtima has begun. We heard a lot of things, and alhamdulillah, we in this area, yeah, we'll hear a lot of things from the seniors, the ulama, the elders. But they say that what is the purpose of ijtima? From amongst the many things, two important vital things. All of us keep this in front of us, keep this in front of our mind when we are inviting the satis also. See, one is for deen, the level of deen to rise in every community. For the level of deen to come alive in the ummah. And the important thing we heard from the ulama, they say, it is an opportunity to bring the ummah onto collective tawbah. And we can see the way things are going in the whole world. What a better opportunity will we get to bring the whole ummah onto tawbah, realization of what is our responsibility, how we can connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first thing, my beloved brothers, we must be ready to increase our daily time. And the elders tell us that the satis make near to put our bedding in the masjid. Put our bedding in the, bedding means us and the bedding. Not now satis say, my bedding is there, but we not there. Our bedding and ourselves in the masjid. And satis to get together to try and distribute all the takazas. First thing our elders are telling us that in the area, in the different areas, let us start with meeting our ulama ikram. Go to them with hadiyah, go to the ulama ikram with a lot of respect, honor, reverence. Sometimes you have to make a phone call also. Hazrat Maulana, is it possible? Can we meet you at a certain time? Take ijazah, take permission, and get the du'as of the ulama. We hear from Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah Ali, his taluk and his relationship with the ulama. Even whenever he made a safar, he would stop at the different darul ulum, he would meet the different senior ulama, he would meet the ulama, he would take their du'as when he would return from the safar. So we meet the ulama of our areas, the ulama of our localities, we take and we give them kar guzari. They will give us nasiha also. They will tell us, okay, you did this, increase like this. So that's the starting point, inshallah. We try and meet all the ulama of our area. Then the satis, when they get together, make search that how we can start making effort to take out cash jamaats. This is the most important thing. When the satis gather in the masjid and the satis are putting their bedding, now how search can be made that with immediate effect, how we can take out cash jamaats from our masjid. How we can take out cash jamaats from our area and our locality. Be it chilla, be it 4 months, be it 3 years. How cash jamaats can come out so that all the takazas that are there before the ijtima, there's a lot of takazas that we're going to read out, all these takazas can be fulfilled. People to come out cash in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One important thing that we can do, different areas, got different ways, all are right, we can try it. Divide our area up. Some areas with beautiful kar guzaris, they divided the area up into streets. Some divided the area up into pockets. Some divided it up into zones, whatever it may be. But to make the work easy and to spread the work, in that way we'll get more satis to do the work also, inshallah. And we have some targets. We set some targets. We know from now to the ijtima is, example, maybe 35 days or 40, whatever the time is. And by a certain time, every baligh male, or in that area that I've been given, so in the morning when we come to the mashara, there is kar guzari to give. And there's work that took place. So we divide our area up, we divide our, whether it's a masjid or whatever it is, into different pockets, into different streets, etc. And we see how maximum, with this objective in mind, that every person must get the dawah of La ilaha illallah. Every person, brothers, very important in our dawah. Our work is not, we just meet a man and tell him, ijtima is taking place. Our whole work is to speak of Allah. Our whole work is to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give dawah or to invite somebody without talking of the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, without telling the man or without, because this dawah is so vital, it's so important, my ears need to hear about Allah. My heart needs to be impressed about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we give dawah, we speak about Allah, we encourage the brother, and then we invite him towards the ijtima inshaAllah. Brothers, very, very important, how our whole effort, we hear from the elders also, we understand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the day work and he had the night work. Amal, our different amal that our elders have asked us to do, this is the backbone of us seeing results from our work. Meaning, our surah Yasin, our daily tasbihat, our salat of tahajjud, our dua, requesting our families to make dua, the masturat to make dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot for one single moment, wallahi, not for one single ayat, not for one moment, place our trust on ourselves. Our total reliance has to be only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every aspect, in every part, in every department of our work, the greatest example will always be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Famous incident, we all know the hadith, we mention it so that we take inspiration from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that young boy was on his last, the Jewish person was leaving this world, and Rasulullah sallam invited him towards Islam. He looked at his father gave him ishara that you obey and you listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he recites the shahada, what a beautiful lesson Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. Rasulullah said, Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhahu bi minan nar. Nabi Sam immediately attributed that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teaching us that every step of the way, every effort, whatever we are doing, our reliance can only be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know in ijtima, different challenges will come up. Sometimes it will be the weather, sometimes it will, whatever it is. But our reliance can only be on Allah. This is a time, it's a tarbiyat for us to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That for a moment also our nigah, for a moment also our tawajjuh and thought is not a small thing, brothers. It's a very, very serious thing. Yes, all there is enjoyment, you know, so deen is not dry. But with all of that, our focus cannot move and shift. This is why amal plays such a vital role. The daily dua, whichever masajid, homes have started Surah Yasin, all of this is very, very important, exceptionally vital. For all the other things of the puzzle to put into place, this is the most important ingredient, inshallah. So humble request in the different masajid, in the different areas, the different localities, that now we start getting our Surah Yasin, our daily dua, etc. Some people, even in many areas we see, they even keep roza for the success of the ijtima. Many times we always tell the masturat to keep roza. So they say, only masturat must keep roza, men don't have to keep. Whatever amal, we encourage them and we also do ourselves. Give some sadaqah. Wallahi, no one has to know also, on our own. Take out 50 cents, 1 rand, yalla, through the barakah of the sadaqah, make this ijtima a success. What is the meaning of ijtima being a success? Doesn't mean that we can tell the people 20,000 people came and that, no. Ijtima being a success means that the level of deen rose in our area. That more people became namazi. More people now got this, awareness now of my fulfill, what I need to fulfill. What are my responsibilities to Allah? That is the real success of an ijtima. More people came out in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these things have to be ghalib on the mind of every da'i. It has to be ghalib on the mind of every sati. Otherwise it will be rasam and riwaj. We'll just be fulfilling takazas. But behind every takaza, understand what we want. We want the level of deen to rise. Brothers, very, very importantly, how we can make such fikr for our 3-day jamaats that every single baligh male to come out and spend some time in the path of Allah. Let's make this, all are ready for this. If how many masjids here, brothers? How many masjids in this area, roughly, plus, minus? Over 20 masjids. The masjids are going to sit shortly. But while we're sitting here also, can every masjid make niyat, inshallah? That minimum at least 3 jamaats we will take out from now. Minimum. We're saying, minimum. Some masjids have got the capacity for 10, some 15, maybe more. But at least if that is ghalib on our heart when we sit in our halkas, otherwise we won't know where to start. When we sit in our masjids, we won't know when to start. But at least have this, that from now till ijtima, how many 3-day jamaats we want to take out? How many new brothers, inshallah? This halka, Baziyar is saying, made an, and inshallah, Allah give us more than that also, made a niyat for 1,000 new brothers. Say inshallah, brothers. Say ameen. Allah make it happen. We can't do nothing. We can only try. The result is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us more than that also. Allah bless us. But this must be on the heart of every sati, inshallah. Brothers, then very importantly is our buses fikr. How we can make effort to take max. The whole fikr behind the bus is that we all go with one fikr. Otherwise, I come in my car, you go in your car, I come on my time. You. Yeah, when we are traveling together in the bus, traveling collectively, and in the different areas that will be allocated, we sleep together also. We sleep as a jamaat, we sleep as a masjid, we sleep as an area. When it comes to the time of ta'aleem, when it comes to the different ijtima'i a'amal that are taking place in the masjid, that are taking place in the ijtima', when we come as a collective, then it is easy for us to make majma' jawr also. It becomes easy for us to gather the satis. Otherwise, satis will come, and the time will just go. But if there is a fikr behind it, and we understand where we're taking, that 2 days or 3 days, 48 hours or seven, whatever time it is in the ijtima, that can be a means of the man's entire life changing. His entire life can become something else, inshallah. So what's the fikr? How many buses from this area, inshallah? Roughly, what is on the heart of the satis, inshallah? How many buses, inshallah? What the satis are feeling? May just be, Allah knows best, inshallah. Brothers, then, make one intention, inshallah, wherever it will be. Just one intention for buses. How many buses from this area, inshallah?
Give some intention.
Just one intention for the buses.
Make niyat in the heart. Inshallah, Allah will open the way, inshallah.
10 from this masjid, this area. The whole halka. Say 10,000 Bali males. 10 buses. Khair, inshallah. Allah ta'ala make it happen, inshallah. Brothers, very importantly, is the fikr amongst the tabaqat, the different groups. So we know in all our communities, in all our localities, we have the professionals, then we have the businessmen, we have So how we can identify in our area, in our locality, maybe it's the professional people. And from the professional people, that can be broken up also. You get doctors, lawyers, accountants, teachers, whatever it may be. Then you got the artisans, you got the different groups of people within our locality, within our society. How all these brothers can be met. How different programs can be made for them. And different brothers, the whole purpose to treat them out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very important why. They say diamond cuts diamond. Sometimes you want to get to a certain sati, you want to meet a certain brother, we can't get to him. But we take a person who he got munasabat with, somebody who he got a relationship with, somebody who he got a taluk with. Then everybody, you know what, I'm going for the weekend. Sometimes say 3 days, I know the elders will shout us, they say it must be 72 hours in his place. But sometimes you just change a word, you're going weekend, be easy to take it. I'm not saying go less than 72 hours. But sometimes you just have to change the wording a little bit. Just, that is how tashkil is. You know, you have to just, like they say, weighing the frogs. Put the one frog on, one jar. So sometimes you say, come join us for the weekend. From there, you never know that sati may come out for 4 months. Also. It's happened so many times. Men went few hours in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you experience? That tranquility, that peace, that comfort, that became a 3 days, became 4 months in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, we cannot forget the effort amongst our masturat, our ladies, inshallah. This is a very, very important and vital part of our effort. You say when the, famously we hear from our elders also, that when the woman comes on to deen, then the whole household comes on to deen. So how we can make effort amongst them, the different masturat programs that are taking place, whenever the opportunity is there for a male speaker, then a male speaker should go also and put the whole fikr forward. Put the fikr of the ijtima, what is happening, and give karguzari. After the iman and yaqeen talk, give karguzari that so many jamaats are coming out. That way they will also make tashkil amongst themselves. That how they can send their own husbands and their sons and their brothers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the masturat work, and make niyat to take on masturat jamaat also inshallah. And the work amongst our youth brothers. How this is a very, very important aspect and part of our society. Rasulullah says never ever neglected the youth. A lot of effort was made on the youth. And we see young people, Allah ta'ala took such work from them. Musab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala was a young person. He was responsible for so many people coming into deen. Many sahaba like this, Hazrat Usama bin Zaid, and many, we can mention many sahaba like this, young age. But sometimes even elders, Nabi SAW put elders with them in the path of us, but Allah Ta'ala used them, Allah Ta'ala used the youth. So we should never ever neglect them. We should bring the youth in. And the only way to work with the youth brothers is love. You have to put the hand of love around them. Show them love, make the ikram, show them muhabbat, talk to them in the language that they can understand. The greatest language that we can ever speak is the language of love. Rasulullah spoke to the Sahaba Ikram with love. When he showed them love, they were ready to give their life to Rasulullah. These young people, brothers, really, when they will take on the takaza, when they will do beyond our imagining, yeah, we will guide them from behind, but beyond what we can ever think, beyond what we can ever dream, they will do. And we see also in the ijtimaas, when the youngsters come on, now also, alhamdulillah, in December, how many of the youth came out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many jamaats came up? What a beautiful thing. Really, if we can only understand the challenges that the youth face, if we can only understand the difficulties that they have to face on a daily basis, that pull between haq and batil, that pull between, you know, right and wrong, if they are facing it on a regular basis. And with all of that, this is why Nabi SAW said in a hadith, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, that young person who spends his youth in the ibadat of Allah, meaning in the obedience of Allah, that effort of his won't go wasted. Allah will give him shade from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because Allah ta'ala is shakir. Allah ta'ala is one who appreciates. We do very, very little. Allah ta'ala rewards us in abundance. So that effort that youth made to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go unnoticed in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to take him out. And very importantly, the month of Ramadan is coming, brothers. How we can go. Normally they say, unfortunately, our work drops in Ramadan. No, we mustn't have that. We must say there's an opportunity for us to increase. And sometimes, when we say something, the spoken word has an effect. So talk positive. We talk negative, negative will come. Every time we say, no, the work drops in Ramadan, then everyone, let's say, change that whole narrative around. Say, no, the work picks up in Ramadan. There's more people in the masjid. Our work is person to person. Every masjid, the people are there. The majma is there. Allah brought the people to us. Read our Quran, we got whole night also, in his place do it. But take 2-3 minutes, meet the musallis, meet the people, this is our work. Our work is to meet the people, show love to the people, talk to the people. The people are in the masjid, they're in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan is actually, when you look at it, Allah ta'ala is being very, very kind to us. We all saying it is difficult because of the intizam point of view. Yes, no, no doubt. But from a point of view of the heart of the people being soft, there's no better time than the month of Ramadan. Allah is actually putting this out to us. When you just sit and you analyze it and you think of it, that maybe because we didn't have ijtima for so long, this was Allah's kindness that is coming like this at this time. The hearts of the people will be soft. And many, many hufaz may be also. You may be reading Salat of Tarawih in the different areas, the different localities, inshallah. Read the Fazari Amal 2-3 minutes after Tarawih. Don't, not long. Read a little bit and give the people targheeb. Tell them, pass on the message. This is a golden opportunity. Actually, the people will be coming to us. Normally, we have to go and find the people. Here, the month of Ramadan, Allah will be bringing the people to us. That's what we're saying. Meet the ulama early. Sit with them. Request them, Morana, every week in the Jummah talk also. With humble, with love and request. Just remind the people, ijtima is taking place. Remind the people. It's a beautiful golden opportunity, inshallah. So my beloved brothers, these are few of the takazas that we have put forward, inshallah. Dawud, I'll make some tashkil also, inshallah. These are the different takazas that they mentioned. Let us hear the takazas, after the takazas of the area, then the masjids will sit. We're sitting in masjids, inshallah. How are they sitting? The masjids will sit, and then inshallah make some azaims, how we can fulfill all these takazas. These are takazas of this whole shawur halka that they have made, inshallah. Adamar will make the tashkeen inshallah for these asaims, and then after that we can sit in our masjid inshallah.
The first one is IPB 15
does it inshallah. That is G. 15 is just the number, but inshallah, my dear brothers, this is an opportunity, as we heard. Khulamaza spoke to us. We have got a responsibility now. We've been hearing another bayan. Now we have to make up our mind. I'm sure everyone sitting here, deep down in our heart, we want to do something. Most definitely, everyone that is sitting here, that's why they are here. Because we want to serve the deen. We want to give some qurban. We want to do something. Now, they got here, 15 brothers are ready, my brothers. For the big area like that. How many masjid is it? From every masjid or musalla, my brothers, even if two brothers come out, we can get about 20 to 25 brothers. You got 15 here, but alhamdulillah, let's say little is lot, and lot is little also. So my brothers, those who got deep down in heart, after hearing to what the elders have told us, what they spoke about, might be coming in our heart that we want to go out in the path of Allah. You can stand up and give your name, brothers. Who's writing? This is IPB 4 months, brothers. Come, brothers. I'm sure it's coming in the heart. We want to go out in the path of Allah. This is from Allah, my brothers. That little figure that's coming in the heart, it is from Allah. Come, brothers. Who's ready, inshallah? As Zarbai say, it's 4 months, IPB. We make the niyat. That's all we have to do, my brothers. The balance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out. Man when go for Hajj, he make niyat first. Then Allah open the way. You see, next thing he's gone for Hajj. Like that, might go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have some little bit of fikr, little bit of niyat in our heart, my brothers. So who's ready? Must be coming into our heart that we also want to serve. Come, brothers. Jee. Brother's name.
What?
Ameen. Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Shawur, inshallah. Come, brothers.
You can write the names. Hadith is from Shawur, inshallah.
Come, brothers. Come. At least make niyat, brothers. Allah will take us out. It's not our capabilities or capabilities, our money. It is from Allah. It is a tawfiq from Allah. Allah want to see what we got. Come, brothers. Abdul Qadir, Abdul Qadir. 4 months, Abdul Qadir, inshallah. Come, brothers. Who else?
Aziz can speak also, inshallah. Shaykh Samazain.
Two brothers, inshallah. Like that, my brothers, every masjid can give. Said, I will give 2 brothers or 3 brothers, or we can give one whole jamaat, inshallah. Come, brothers. Make niyat.
brothers, many, many masjids in this area. Let us give our names. How many? Two Saatis, mashallah. Cannon Avenue, Musalla, two Saatis.
Alhamdulillah. Allah accept, Allah make it easy, inshallah.
From the Ishtima.
Ameen, inshallah. Come, brothers. The deen is an amanat, my brothers. And I'm sure everyone's heart, we want to serve the deen. We want to do something, my brothers. We show it to Allah. Just stand up and give your name. That's what the balance, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way, my brothers. Come. What's the next one?
Pedro Jamar.
They give. See, one Pedro Jamar, inshallah, from this area. Eight brothers are ready.
Asahim was made Pedro Jamar, inshallah, for eight brothers. MashaAllah, give our name. Who else is there? You can speak masjid, you can speak. Pedro Jamar.
You can hear. What else? Put this one.
Sure. Peril Jamaat, Peril, one Jamaat, eight Saatis, inshallah. Two brothers are ready, by Zaid Kaji and by Zakaria, inshallah. Which masjid? From Mabel, from the whole Halka, inshallah. Come, brothers, let's make this Jamaat Mukammal, inshallah. More iradas, inshallah. More niyats, inshallah.
Peril Jamaat, to go out in the path of our peril, my brother. This is the nearest to the Waqf of the Ambiya, after Salatu
Salam. Name? Muhsin. By Muhsin, which masjid? Ashabal, mashallah. Allah kubul, peril, mashallah. Mashallah, Allah accept. Coming in the heart, brothers, make niyat. Allah is the dua.
Come, brothers. Peril Jamaat.
Muawiyah, mashallah, Allah accept. Ashabal, mashallah. Kaji, is it? Muawiyah Kaji.
Come, brothers.
Three chillah foreign, inshallah, two jamaats. Assignment was made for two jamaats, inshallah. Three chillah foreign. Which masjids are ready to say they're ready to take one takaza and make effort for the jamaat to come mukammal, inshallah. One jamaat from Cannon Avenue is giving us one jamaat foreign, inshallah. And Ashraful, one jamaat from the Ishtima, foreign, inshallah. 4 months. 4 months, inshallah. More, but this is Azai, but more masjids can speak, inshallah. Satis also can speak. 4 months, foreign, inshallah. Make niyat, who's ready, inshallah? Let us give our names, brothers. Make tashkil to amongst ourselves. Let us give himmat to one another, inshallah. 4 months, foreign, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Karen Avenue is giving us one jamaat. Shawood is giving us one jamaat. Any other area, make niyat, inshallah. Any other masjid, make himmat, inshallah. Raiwin, inshallah. Two brothers, Azaim for two brothers to give khidmat to Raiwin, inshallah. Who's ready for this? Very, very important takaza. Sure. Ashabal, one brother, inshallah. And they're making figure for another brother, inshallah. Allah kubul. One chilla foreign, one jamaat, inshallah. This azaim is made for. But we can have more from this, inshallah. One chilla foreign. Which halka, which area, which masajid are ready to speak, inshallah. Make niyat. One chilla foreign, inshallah. Let's make niyat. Dr. Saab, what a jamaat, inshallah. From Ashaban. Australia, mashallah. Allah kubul.
Come, brothers.
Many other areas are here.
One chilla. Not for 4 months, one chilla.
One chilla foreign, inshallah. Come, bismillah. All the areas can speak, inshallah.
Boy, give the niyat, brothers, mashallah.
Come,
many
brothers.
Masjids are here, only one, two masjids are speaking. All the masjids take niyat, take the takaza, inshallah. Come, brothers. Mashallah, the big masjids that are sitting here, mashallah. Boy, from Sherwood, from all the other areas, mashallah. Give your intention, mashallah. By standing up, it creates the environment, my dear brothers, to make qurbani for deen, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah? Foreign takazas. We want every masjid, inshallah, to take a takaza, to go foreign. We're not saying now, but at least from the ishtima, inshallah.
Himmat karo bhai. Make niyat, inshallah.
There are so many of our brothers that have spent 4 months, mashallah, all the masajids, many, many of our brothers. This is all our capital. Through this, inshallah, we make an effort and get them ready to fulfill the taqazas of the world. The world is waiting, brothers. The world is thirsty. After these few years of halat that have come, my beloved elders and brothers, the countries of the world are asking for jamaats. Jamaats is a means of rahmat coming down. Jamaats is a means of halat changing, my dear. When first the elders came and put their foot in our country, my dear elders and brothers, one of our seniors was giving this targheeb in Cape Town. He was saying that in our land zone itself, there were only two masjids. The elders moving, my dear brother, is a means of change. It's a means of doors and khair and hidayat coming in the world. He says today, alhamdulillah, from that time till now, there are 95 masjids. How many brothers? 95 masjids in our entire zone. They say there's more than 2,500 brothers who are hufaza ikram. In a small zone, my dear. Over 350 ulama ikram, my dear brothers. What is this? This is through qurbani and harkat. The elders setting their foot on our country. With that qurbani and duas and crying, my dear, and acceptance from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala opens up doors of khair and hidayat. So this is why this ishtima is here. How we can implore Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala today, my dear, we can see the halats. How Allah's anger can be turned, my dear brothers, to His pleasure. For that you require the ummah to, my dear brothers, come unto tawbah. To make tawbah, my dear brothers, this is the means. Go in the path of Allah. A person going in the path of Allah, well, they say, is a sign of tawbah. We want the whole ummah to make tawbah, my dear brothers. For this majma is so valuable and important. If we make the pehel, they say, we put our foot forward, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will open, my dear brothers, the hearts of people, inshallah, also to make change. They say, if we are prepared to carry 2 kgs, the normal people will carry 1 kg. Those, my dear brothers, they say, if we will perform tahajjud salah, Allah will give tawfiq for the awam to perform the farz salah. What zimidari is on us, my dear brothers, that are sitting here? So every area, every masjid, mashallah, give niyat, inshallah. We want a local jamaat and a foreign jamaat from our masjids, all the masjids that are here. Those that cannot afford to go foreign, they can go local, inshallah. Bolo bhai, come my dear.
Make him give our
Cannon Avenue. One jamaat, jazakallah. Like that, all the masjids, mashallah, make niyat.
Shaur, one jamaat.
Shaur is only talking now, jazakallah. Allah accept, Allah reward you. Maybe the most number of 4 months is in Shaur, mashallah.
Allahu Akbar. Come my dear.
One from Grace Avenue in Westwell. Jazakallah. MashaAllah. At least now we are hearing the masjid, the name, the masjids that are here. Jazakallah. Come brothers. Every masjid, inshallah, we want you to put your niyats in front, inshallah. Come. Which other areas?
Come brothers.
This program is just to start the fever a little bit. The little fever that is required, my dear brothers. Like our brother gives the example. If we've got an occasion, my dear brothers, you're cooking a deg. My dear brothers, or food, and you have to have that thing ready at a certain time. If you put a candle there, my dear elders and brothers, in order for that food to get ready, will that, my dear brother, at that time, will that food get ready? Qiyamah will come also, that food won't get ready, my dear. So the fikr here is to make this little candle into a flame, my dear brothers, into a fire. So that this fire, my dear, like they say, the coal, my dear brothers, that we've got coal there, and we've got all the black charcoal that is not, there is no light. That little one coal that is in that charcoal will lighten all the other charcoals. So this is the charcoal that has got a little bit of light. We want this charcoal to lighten the hearts of everybody else. For that we have to make sacrifice and qurbani. Gee, many other masjids haven't made niyat. Make niyat, brothers. MashaAllah. Come, MashaAllah.
Come, it's coming in the heart, inshallah, brothers. Let's make our niyat. Allah is a doer. We make niyat, we put ourselves forward, Allah will take work from us, inshallah. Lot of takazas, inshallah. Meram masurat jamaats.
Chillah.
Meram masurat for 10 days. Meram masurat for 3 days.
Gee, Mayville, make niyat, inshallah. Ponela, Mayville, mashallah, all the other areas that are here. Pinetown, Westville, Allah accept, mashallah. We are talking now of jamaats coming out from Ishtima. Ishtima is how many months away? 2 months away. There we need jamaats to start now also.
We need one jamaat nakat now, inshallah. We'll be the start. We'll make niyat and put himself forward. Whatever, whoever will come out after, inshallah, he'll get full reward. Who's the first person to stand up, inshallah, and say, I'm ready, cash from this whole halka, this whole area, inshallah, to start the fikr. Who's ready, inshallah? Come, bismillah. Let's make one cash jamaat from this area, inshallah. Come, brothers, make himmat.
MashaAllah, jazakallah.
Maulana is ready, mashaAllah. Allah accept.
Maulana, Allah accept, inshallah. Who will join Maulana, inshallah?
Maulana Umar, inshallah.
Bakriyat, brothers, come, inshallah. Who's ready, Nakat? Maulana, mashaAllah. Maulana Mohsin sahab, bismillah, kariyuk.
MashaAllah.
Jazakallah. Maulana is also
two ready. Ulama, mashaAllah. Maulana Mohsin, Maulana Umar, sure. Come.
Allah accept,
eight more satis, inshaAllah. Tilka asharatun kamila, bismillah.
Come, mashaAllah, bismillah.
Haji Sahib is saying through their efforts, whatever Jamaat will come out, they'll get full reward for it, inshallah.
So whatever we plow in, my dear brothers, whatever we put in, that is what we'll get out. Jee, mashallah. Allah accept. Name?
Your name? Hanzala, mashallah. Allah kubul.
Hanzala, Allah accept, inshallah. Come, brothers.
Mashallah. Come, brothers. More names you need. Cash, inshallah.
Mashallah. Come, brothers. Jazakallah, Allah accept. Come, mashallah. Ji, by Mohammed Rawas Jamaat, mashallah, Allah accept. A complete Jamaat, mashallah. Few brothers. And with some brothers from Marisburg, this Jamaat is, mashallah, coming out. Nakat, immediately, mashallah. That's one Jamaat that is out already. So take that, we put that in the bag, inshallah. Now let's look ahead, inshallah. We require another Jamaat. These three brothers, more brothers make niyat, inshallah. We can complete this Jamaat, inshallah.
Come, brothers. Let's give our name, inshallah.
See, the most important time to make effort is before the ishtima. Don't worry how much will come out from the ishtima. That effort that is made before an ishtima, Allah will give us those jamaats from the ishtima, inshallah. You see, the jaan of the ishtima is the effort before. The beauty and the shaan of the effort is the jamaats that go out later afterwards, inshallah. Gee, which masjids can say, inshallah, we'll make effort and go back and make an effort to get brothers ready, inshallah, to make, my dear brothers, jamaats come out before the ishtima, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Which masjids make niyat, we'll go back, we'll make fikr, inshallah, to take out satis, to make effort before the ishtima.
Make niyat, inshallah.
Normally, ours is made from 15th of from Shabe Barat, my dear brother, to Shabe Qadr. So that is entire 40 days, inshallah. Whole Ramadan in the path of Allah Ta'ala. As Mawlana says, Ramadan is a great advantage Allah Ta'ala has given us. So if jamaats come out from now, inshallah, from Shabi Barat till Shabi Qadr, inshallah, over 40 days will be completed, inshallah. All the Mubarak nights also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So which masjid make niyat, inshallah, for this? Come, inshallah. Ji, Shawad, one jamaat, inshallah. Ji, bolo. Ashwal. Ji.
Ashwal is already one jamaat.
One jamaat from Ashwal also. Ji, other areas by Mabel.
Shawad,
give us some irada, inshallah.
One
jamaat. Ji?
You're not hearing the Bonella's name, Haji Sahab.
What's your name? What's his name?
Bonella, Bonella.
Bonella, one Jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept.
Allah kubul.
Ji, which other areas, mashallah? Allah accept, inshallah. Come, brothers. Cannon Avenue.
Cannon Avenue, mashallah.
Jazakallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ours is to make niyat. We've got the brothers, we don't have the brothers. That is in the hands. Allah will, the amount of effort, heart pair, maro, they say. You know, move your hands and your feet a little bit, Allah will give it to you, inshallah. That is our responsibility. Hidayat is in Allah's hands. Who Allah will prepare is Allah's hands. Many times we think a certain person will come in the path of Allah, but somebody else comes out. This is from Allah, my dear. Ji. Which other areas? Westville, mashallah. Mashallah, very big area, our Westville area. Who's here from Westville? Ji. Grace Avenue, mashallah, they made near Westville Jamia Masjid. Westville Jamia and Rockdale, inshallah.
Westville, inshallah.
Ji, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah.